And an event going on this weekend, Friday through Sunday. If you're looking for something to do with the family, this is the perfect spot to be. It's the Midwest Regional Ski Tournament at Edgewater Bay here in Albert Lea. And the director of the competition and a member of the Albert Lea Bayside Skiers, Brad Belcher, joins us. And Brad, a good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, Brad, before we talk about some of the things going on this weekend, let's talk about you. And you're a member of the Bayside Skiers, correct?
Yes. Yeah, I've been a member of this ski team for about 4 years now.
And when it comes to the Bayside Skiers, give us a little background on the team itself when it comes to, you know, how often do you guys perform? How often do you guys compete in, like, competitions like this?
Okay. So this year is actually the 50th anniversary of the formation of the Bayside Skiers. So it's a pretty big year for us. We ski shows every Thursday night at Edgewater Bay starting at 6:30. And we do that starting just after Memorial Day, and we go all the way through Labor Day. And we do special shows for the 4th of July and, of course, for Labor Day.
50 years of Bayside Skiers. Well, happy anniversary to the club. Who is the oldest, I guess, Bayside skier? Who's been on the team the longest?
Well, so it's a couple of different people. So right now I am the oldest skier by just over a year.
Okay.
We have a boat driver that's a few years older than me, and he does do some skiing, but he is our main driver, so he doesn't ski in our shows. And then I believe the person that's been on the team the longest is Mike Johnson, and he's just a little younger than me. So,
well, that is so cool. So how many members of the Bayside Ski team are there?
There are about 60 members right now. So we're a smaller team compared to other teams in our region. But we've probably doubled our size just in the last 2 to 3 years.
Brad Belcher with the Bayside Ski Team here in Albert Lea and the organizer for the Midwest Regional Ski Tournament this weekend at Edgewater Bay, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we were talking about it off the air, Brad. This is an event that rotates throughout the Midwest. I talk about that rotation, and this year just happens to be in Albert Lea.
Yeah, so we were actually supposed to host it last year, but because of COVID back in 2020, that tournament didn't happen, and so it pushed everything back a year. So we are hosting it this year. It rotates between three states right now, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa. And we are the only site here in Minnesota that has hosted it. There's one site in South Dakota that hosts it up in Aberdeen, South Dakota. So that's a pretty good drive for us when they have it. And then there's about three sites down in Iowa that host it. And we just kind of rotate year after year. You put in a bid a couple years before for the tournament, and it just rotates throughout our region.
Now, Brad, have you peeked at the weather? The weather's going to be good, really good.
Yes, it's looking good. The heat is the biggest thing that brings us concern right now. I mean, because we're in costumes, we have all the guys are wearing wetsuits, and so a little bit of heat and humidity, it gets compounded pretty quickly. Even though you can get in the water, which hopefully you don't fall, it still gets hot quick. So, but it looks like it'll be great weather for the crowd to come out and watch it.
Now, Brad, talk about the teams that are going to be in town this weekend. Do you have a list of them at all?
Yes. So we have Twin City River Rats, which are out of Minneapolis. We have us. Then there is the Ski Otters, which are out of White Bear Lake. We have Catfish Bay, which is out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Aberdeen Skiers, which they are out of Aberdeen, South Dakota. Five Seasons Ski Team, which is out of Cedar Rapids. Then we have Hartwick Huskies, which are in Lake Delhi. I'm trying to think who I'm missing. Might be a couple more teams, but there's eight teams competing total, and it will be spread out over Saturday and Sunday for the team competition.
Brad Belcher again with the Midwest Regional Ski Tournament, Edgewater Bay. Team competition Saturday and Sunday, but there is individual competition on Friday. Is that correct?
Yes. We have 55 competitors competing on Friday. That starts at 1 o'clock. We have four different disciplines that we'll be skiing. We have open swivel, which that basically the girls are on a ski that the ski stays forward and the binding spins around up to 360 degrees. And then we have strap doubles, which that's a guy girl combo where the guy is in a harness attached directly to the to a rope that's been attached to the boat, and he is carrying a girl with him, and they do acrobatic moves out on the water. Then we have team jump, which consists of skiers from the same team that will go out and jump. They get 5 minutes to complete whatever routine they want to do out on the jump. Then we will have freestyle jump, where individual skiers will go out and perform different tricks off of the jump. Flips, gainers, all kinds of stuff out there. Some pretty good skiers coming in for that. And then we have swivel 180, which is for some of the younger girls that are just learning swivel, and they will be competing last. Hopefully we get that in Friday evening.
Everything you just said, Brad, amazes me, because I've only tried maybe a half dozen times. I've never been able to get up on skis. I've tried. I fall forward or I fall backwards. So everything you just mentioned for Friday's skill competition is absolutely awesome. And I'm assuming there's going to be some members of the Bayside ski team competing in that as well?
Yes. So we have four individuals in the swivel 180 that will be competing. We don't have any freestyle jumpers, or we're not doing our team jump this year, but we do have four individuals skiing with the swivel 180.
So individual competition on Friday starts at 1, then the team competition starts Saturday at 8 o'clock and goes through 6, and then on Sunday from 8 until noon. And let's talk about routines. How long does each team's routine take place?
So each team, they get 1 hour to put on their show. You get 13 acts that get scored throughout the show.
Okay.
You can do more acts. You can do acts that don't get scored. They kind of give you time for the water to calm down, time to get your skiers from one act to another act and get set up for their next act. So it kind of gives them a pretty good show for an hour. Each team gets 20 minutes to set up their stage and everything before they ski. And then after that hour show that they put on, then they get 10 minutes to get everything cleaned up and back in their staging area. And then we roll on to the next team.
Oh, it's going to be a fun weekend again. Midwest Regional Ski Tournament. Brad Belcher, the organizer of the event, also with the Bayside Ski Team here in Albert Lea, the Bayside Skiers. And Brad, when it comes to Albert Lea's performance, you mentioned different acts to it or maybe a theme to it. What can you share about Albert Lea's performance this weekend?
So we've got a fairly young team right now. We're kind of building up our members, getting our newer members used to some of the acts. So we're kind of in a building phase right now. We're doing a mystery theme this year. We got a missing show director. So we're out trying to find our show director this year. And so it's been a fairly good year. So we will see how we compare to the other teams. We ski in a D2 division. So that's for the smaller teams. And there's two other teams in our division that will be competing against. So
now we do want to mention, and I should ask this, that there's no charge, right? No charge to go to the event?
No, nope, nope. And we will have concessions and a beer tent on site for everybody to enjoy.
So because there's no, again, it's not going to cost you to come in. Don't bring coolers. Don't bring your own refreshments or food, because it's a fundraiser as well, I'm assuming, for
Correct.
Your team and for all the teams competing.
Yeah, so the host team, it's pretty expensive to put on this tournament. So we definitely rely on concessions to pick up the tab for quite a bit of the tournament. So, yeah, definitely no carry-in coolers or baskets allowed, and definitely support our concession stand.
Edgewater Bay, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Again, individual competition, then team competition Saturday and Sunday. Albert Lea will probably ski around 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. Brad, anything else that you want to add? I know you have to get on a boat, so we'll let you go, but anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I just want to say definitely I've got a great committee that's helping me out. There's Phil Wachholz and Apton Wachholz and Katie Pistorius and Kristen Dulas. They're, without the group of people that I have assisting me and keeping me in line, this tournament wouldn't happen. So definitely it takes a big group of people to put this on, and we're ready to rock it starting tomorrow.
Brad Belcher again with the Bayside Skiers here in Albert Lea. Midwest Regional Ski Tournament starts tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. Brad, have a great weekend, and thank you so much for the time. We'll probably check in with you next weekend and see how everything went.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks for having us, and look forward to seeing a lot of people out here this weekend.
Again, Brad Belcher with us here on Kate Radio. We appreciate all the great information. Not going to cost your family a dime to come watch, but like he mentioned, it takes money. It's not cheap to put on an event like this, so concessions will be available. Please support the concession stand when you go out there. Individual skill competition, if you want to write it down, again, starts at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Team competition, 8 until 6 on Saturday. Albert Lea, the Bayside Skiers, will probably perform around 9 o'clock Saturday. And then on Sunday, it's from 8 until noon. Again, out at Edgewater Bay. Make plans to cheer on all the skiers. A lot of people are going to be in town for this event, the Midwest Regional Ski Tournament. And best of luck to the Bayside Skiers. We'll check in with Brad next week and see how they did at the competition. 147 at Kate Radio.